Mark, you recently wrote an article called When Windows Tanks. Does that mean Windows 8 is a dud?
I'd use the word bomb, Dave. I think bomb is a good word.
Well, it has been getting an awful lot of bad press, and market share seems to be very small for Windows 8 so far. Things aren't looking good for it.
No, they're not. It reminds me of Vista, but a little bit worse, I think. So the latest figures looked like about a 3.8% share in desktop operating systems after being on the shelf for 6 months. Normally during those 6 months, you'd get quite a boost.
So what are the lessons to be learned here? Is it that tile interface? Is it the combination of the old desktop and the new or the app store? I mean, what is making this thing a bomb?
Well, let's start by giving Microsoft a lot of credit for taking a risk and doing something really pretty cool on the phone and pad platforms. And they made the mistake, I think, of doing what an engineer would do, which is to have common code across all these platforms. It's really easy for the engineering staff that way, but it just so turns out that it doesn't fit in a desktop environment very well.
Is part of the problem is that maybe Windows 8 is looking a little too far ahead because most of us don't have touch screens on our desktop. And if we did, maybe Windows 8 would make a lot more sense.
Well, you know, I think, again, that's what an engineer would probably do or make the bet. But the bet I would make would be, imagine you're typing, and half the time, you know, you use your mouse for something or your trackball. Now you have to reach forward to the screen and then type, then reach forward to the screen. That doesn't sound very ergonomic to me. I don't think that's really designed for human beings using computers. So it makes great sense in terms of engineering, but it makes really bad sense in terms of use.
Well, Mark, Microsoft survived Windows ME. It survived Windows Vista. Is Windows 8 going to do any real damage?
I think it will do damage, both to Microsoft and to the companies that support the PC industry, all the PC makers as an example, and the chip makers. But obviously, Microsoft is now a very complex, nuanced company. They've got some really cool new products. They've taken risks that put them into a lot of new markets. Really, Microsoft has turned a corner, I think. So it'll harm Microsoft, but it's not going to be anything that they can't just forget about 3 years from now.
I can't help but notice a pattern in Windows releases that reminds me a lot of Star Trek movies, where every other one is good. And I almost wonder if maybe they're setting up this expectation for, well, it's Windows 8. I think I'll wait for 9 to come out before I upgrade.
I don't think that's the case this time, Dave. Maybe it's accidentally so, but they really did something brand new that they've never done before. You know, all the past operating systems have been pretty much looks like the other one, acts like the other one, what's in it, can't even tell the difference. And here you have something which is radically different, inspired by the smartphone world, the pad world. They really put the heat on the developers, I think, to do a good job, and they did a good job, with the exceptions we've mentioned today.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.